Good morning, everybody. Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
For over 20 years, the promise to clean up the remnants of Oklahoma's abandoned well sites has enhanced the beauty of our state more than 15,000 times over. Each year, the OERB commits millions of dollars to restoring decades-old abandoned sites. We're proud to serve our neighbors and remain committed to our mission of restoration. Call 1-800-664-1301 or visit OERB.com to register your site today.
The Hustler Fast Track Mower is built strong so you can mow like a pro. The Hustler Fast Track is built for demanding properties and demanding homeowners in 48, 54, and 60-inch decks. Hustler's Fast Track Premium Zero Turn Mowers are designed for the homeowner who wants the very best. And right now, you can save $500 off all three sizes. That's $500 off today. Find your Hustler servicing dealer at HustlerTurf.com for your new Fast Track. Hustler, they're fun to run.
Good day, everybody, and welcome back. I'm Carson Horn. Yesterday, the USDA released its latest crop progress report, and nationwide, corn planted is at 91%, trailing both last year and the average by 2 points. In Texas, corn planted is at 96%, above last year by 5 and the average by 4. Kansas corn planted is at 82 currently, behind 94 last year and 93 the average. Corn condition, though, in these states is at 55% good to excellent in Kansas, 75% good to excellent in Texas, and 65% nationally. Soybeans planted are rated at 67% nationally, just barely behind the average. Kansas currently is at 41%, nearly double this time last year, which was at 25%. Sorghum planted is rated at 44% nationally, compared to 11% in Kansas, 42% in Oklahoma, and 87% in Texas. Pasture and range conditions nationally are at 63% good to excellent. In Oklahoma, Kansas, and Texas, respectively, pasture range conditions rate at 65%, 83%, and 47% good to excellent. To sum up the current winter wheat crop condition here in the Southern Plains, Oklahoma is at 45%, that's down 4% from last week. Kansas, 45% as well, down 2% from last week. Texas is at 31%, down 5% from last week. And the slight increases in the poor to very poor categories show a bit of sideways improvement compared to the crop's condition during the previous week. Oklahoma is currently at 14%, very poor to poor with a 1% increase from last week. Kansas is at 25% with a 1% increase as well. Texas is at 17%, down 1% from the week before. And according to the Oklahoma Wheat Commission, wheat producers across southwest and central Oklahoma had combines moving at full speed over the Memorial Day weekend. Yields in parts of southwest Oklahoma were lowered by heavy rains and hail that passed through the state over a week ago. In other places, the crops have been faring with decent yields and high test weights up to this point. Elevator managers have been reporting the significant loss of wheat acres to be impacting the speed of harvest in southwest Oklahoma. This is making the season seem to go much faster, they say. Several managers have been reporting they expect to take in 50 to 60% of the bushels in this region they normally take due to the increase in planted cotton acres. In central Oklahoma, the crop harvest is also progressing with decent yields and test weights reported in most areas. Producers have also had issues with hail damage west and east of Kingfisher. A 7-day forecast of more predicted rains have many producers concerned about what lies ahead for this harvest season all across the state. Proteins across Texas on up into central Oklahoma are being reported in the 10.5 to 11% range. You got farm news, I'm Ron.
Superior Livestock invites you to check out their next regular video auction coming Thursday, June 1st, live on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. Starts 8 a.m. Central Time, 18,600 head to be offered, 4,750 yearling steers, 3,350 yearling heifers, 5,250 wean calves, and 4,350 calves on cows. If you want more details about the auction, call 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock.
And that's a check of your agricultural news. Have a great day. I'm Associate Farm Director Carson Horn reporting.